Friday, July 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. How one interprets the impact of the trade war with China depends on who your constituents are. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, whose constituents are Iowa farmers, called the tit-for-tat tariff exchange and resulting massive losses in soybean and hog prices a catastrophe. These farmers used to be former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad's constituents, but as ambassador to China, he really now only has one constituent, Trump. Branstad praised Trump's strong stand on tariffs, suggesting that Iowa farmers are taking one for the team, and all should support leveling the playing field with China on trade. In most conflicts or disagreements, war is the last option taken, but Trump tried no other, opting to throw the ag sector under the bus as acceptable collateral damage in his global trade offensive with U.S. trading partners. China has no means to win a trade war with the U.S. They cannot counter Trump's $500 billion in tariffs. Peter Zeehan points out that the Americans control the trade routes, global energy, global security, and global finance, everything that makes the Chinese system possible. The Chinese simply can't bring the fight to other fields without suffering immeasurably, unquote. As I have noted, Trump's oil embargo on Iran is another shot that will go right through them and hit China. I think that Donald Trump can win this trade war. I think that the U.S. is powerful enough to exert its influence and the levers of power that determine what goes around with world trade. I'm unconvinced, however, that the U.S. ag sector will share in this victory. I think the ag sector dominance in world trade will be sacrificed for Trump's perception of the greater good. Countries will no longer allow themselves to rely on the United States for food. It will be a less efficient global food system, but what you get when no one trusts each other any longer. He loves farmers when they vote for him and tells them things that are not true. He did this with the ethanol industry. On Thursday, April 12th, in a declaration from the Oval Office, Trump said that the administration would approve year-round sales of E15, a major policy shift for the federal government. We're going to take it up to 15%. Makes a lot of people happy. We're going to go to 12 months. We'll go from 8 to 12 months, unquote. Trump was thanked by representatives of the ethanol industry for the change that would benefit ethanol consumption. The summer fuel regulations that require the waiver for summer E15 sales started June 1st. It is now July 20th, and no waiver has been issued. Grassley will blame Scott Pruitt so as to not ingratiate himself with the president, but the president himself made the promise, which was not kept. Maybe next summer, huh? Given the billions of dollars in losses and subsequent disastrous impact that the tariffs will have on net farm income, Trump has promised to have farmers' backs. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has spent most of his time traveling the country, spreading the president's assurance that he will support farmers impacted by his trade war. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Sonny Perdue has been very careful not to make specific promises as to how they will support farmers. Some expect it will be like Trump's promise for the E15 waiver, that it was empty, or will come too late to help with the financial fallout. Congress is dysfunctional, so we could not expect to get much through them. The Farm Bill safety net is set too close to the ground to offer much safety. Crop revenue insurance deteriorates with the prices, so is no longer term help. Trump promises that his trade war will pay off for farmers in the long run. I've been in this business for a long time. I see how trade works, how relationships are built and sustained, and I do not believe that. I do not believe that this trade war will pay off for farmers over the long run. I believe that they will instead embellish small victories that will not cover the scope of the destruction to global supply chains that were once grounded in the U.S. ag sector that will be blown up in the war. I think that Donald Trump's trade policy will more likely make South American agriculture really great, Russian agriculture great, Ukrainian, Canadian, Mexican, New Zealand, Australian, and even China's agriculture great at our expense. I'll be pleasantly surprised if we even get reimbursed for a portion of our immediate losses. I have no confidence whatsoever that our long-term trade prospects will be fully repairable given the catastrophic damage that will be done. China is already reimbursing their ag sector for losses sustained. They did not have to wait until Labor Day to find out what their government would do for them. China's end users are being reimbursed for the cost of the soybean tariffs. Beijing has boosted farm subsidies for Chinese farmers to encourage expanded production. Beijing is also implementing strong measures to reduce their soybean imports and dependence on imports in general, specifically at our expense. Every other ag industry in the world will find better terms in China than ours. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.